the dark, I fed my dreams.
Welcome to episode 379 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where pimp stands for permaculture is my passion. The only pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and sometimes prostitutes. Oh yeah, good to be here with y'all. I don't know why I screw that every single time. Anyway, this episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam! Harvest Right freeze dryers, yeah. If you want one of those, y'all, we got a link for them down below. I mean, if I got to tell you why you might want to consider it, especially now that silver is up to $54 an ounce, wow. That should tell you everything, especially the last batch I bought was $23 an ounce, and it hadn't been that long ago, folks. So what that's an open indication is that your dollar's worth less. Anyway, Mike Adams was actually talking about the very thing that people are buying a whole lot of things that they need right now with the expectation that the dollar is absolutely going in the toilet. And, I think the last number I saw on gold was like $4,100 an ounce. Folks, wow. Do you have any idea how quickly that has happened? That is not, look, your dollar, it's not because that stuff has become more expensive. It's because your dollar is worth less. Okay. That's what that really means. So, sorry to start off with all the negativity, but you know what? I'm not going to call it negativity. It is what it is. Or in the words of a hood rat philosopher, it do what it do. Anyway. Want to give a hat tip to Denise over at Renewed Homestead for handling the chat. And anybody that's used to watching us on the Pimpcast channel, well, I think it's taken down right now because of our last show. Yeah, and the reason why, folks, if I got to do a little word salad and speak around things, I'm going to explain the reasons why. They hit us with a strike on that channel because, son, do you have a clever way of explaining why?
Because of what a seed from a fruit may or may not do, and may or may not be, in their own words, far superior to than the the traditional methods. They got my channel, they got the Pimpcast channel, everybody got on that one.
Yeah. So that's look, folks, it's like the only thing we are not allowed to talk about is anything that might help your health. And is natural and is not patentable. Those are the things we get in trouble for every single strike we've ever gotten on this channel, without question, every single time. And that's why there's going to be some that I got coming up. Like, for example, I got a possible solution to some of the EMF stuff going on in this world. And I'm going to have the doctor on to talk about it. That's going to be next Wednesday, but there's no way I can put it on anything but Rumble right now. So, folks, I don't even know what to tell you. All I know is this is why I'm so glad that we have the Sovereign Health Summit coming up, because you can't stop what we're saying in person or the online version that we're going to have. If you're home in your living room, you're going to be able to hear this stuff. I don't yet have a discount code, but William does. What is yours, son?
TPC. Capital T, capital P, capital C. That's the discount code.
And that'll get you 5% off. Look, folks,
I believe so.
Yeah, we can't lower it anymore. I mean, we got Barbara O'Neill and a number of others coming, folks, and we can't lower. There ain't going to be no Black Friday discounts. There ain't going to be nothing. All we can do is 5%, folks. That's really it. We're trying to make this thing out of the gates as affordable as we can. So we can't be giving out like, oh, we'll knock off 30%. Look, we can't do it. Just can't do it. I mean, we made this thing already as low as we can possibly make it to begin with. So anybody wanting tickets for that, we have the like I said, we're giving 5% off whether you're doing the in-person ticket or whether you're going to be doing the one where you're there live. So,
hey, real quick on the previous topic about getting the strikes and everything, just so you guys know, you guys are free in the chat. You guys can say what it is we can't say in the chat. So if you're listening to this on the audio platform, here's a little incentive to come check out the live stream. Like we can, you guys, like Travis, you mentioned it earlier. That's what we can't talk about on the live stream, but you guys are free to talk about it on the chat. We also can't post it up on the screen after you mention it in the live stream. That's the exact moment that they claimed we got the strike was when we posted it up on the screen itself.
Yeah. So, hey, want to give a hat tip to all the new people that are on board. Want to give a hat tip also to Crow 777, CRROW777. Puts out a lot of wonderful information out there, and it was a joy to be on there. Man, it seems so long ago, but it just came out, and we were talking about the hurricane, the manufactured hurricane that hit Western North Carolina. So that episode just went out, and Crow's got a massive audience. So it was a real joy to be able to be on there and evangelize exactly what happened and how we're dealing with it and how everybody in this area is dealing with it and how the media has lied about all of it. So we're going to have more on that front. But folks, just long story short on that whole matter William was just talking about, we're just going to have to be clever, more clever here on out. And I hate having to use, you know, our biggest platform. I mean, I guess worst case scenario, we could always take this strictly audio because that's by far the biggest. But I love having the interaction with a live audience, and I love being able to do, you know, the equivalent of live radio. We may have to start doing something like starting out on YouTube and then kicking it on over to Rumble for the rest of it. I mean, we'll have to figure out possibly some way of doing that, son, because this is insane. I'm blown away the things that are allowed to be on YouTube, but somehow you bring up something that might actually help somebody. And so, folks, what does that tell you? If the powers that shouldn't be don't want you to hear it, it probably ought to be all the more reason for you to go look into it for yourself. So we'll just kind of leave the bread trails, and you guys are going to have to pick it up. So, yeah, I want to thank all the new people that came over from Crow's channel, and we're going to be giving out some stuff. We're going to be giving out some good information that I think is going to be a big, big blessing to a lot of folks out there, and that's regarding what we learned at the Healing for the Ages conference. And I also want to give a hat tip to my man, EJ. Wicked smart, you know, beautiful family, the whole nine yards. And he was like, man, I'm almost thinking I need to be paying him and Eric Sider, man, for all the great ideas they give me as far as show ideas. And because EJ was saying, hey, man, you got back from this thing. Maybe you ought to do a show where you talk about the 10 things you guys learned. I'm like, wow, I can't believe I didn't think of that. But I do want to give him a hat tip out there. A lot of hat tips today. Denise says that's how Robert Barnes does it. And he starts on YouTube and ends on Rumble and Locals. That may be something we have to look into because this is getting outrageous, y'all. Outrageous. I mean, Barbara O'Neill gets us kicked off for talking about an element on the periodic table, for crying out loud, and how it might help you.
I can dance naked with a sock over my junk on YouTube and be perfectly fine. But if we mention something that might make your life a little bit better as far as like health-wise, we're immediately kicked off.
It's just mind-boggling. I'm just floored at what is, I mean, but folks, you know, so much for that believing that YouTube has changed its stripes and they're letting people back on like Max Egan and a number of others. Yeah, they're letting them on, but I think Alex Jones was on for half a day and then they kicked him right back off again and he didn't even say anything that was outrageous. I mean, but, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, let's just jump right into it. Farm news. Yeah. Out there doing this little thing in the greenhouse, folks. So I am really, really, really all over this winter since we're not going to be growing anything down in the high tunnel except for a cover crop. And we had like 20 degree temperatures the other day and the cover crop that we got uphill just did perfectly fine through all of it. So let me tell you how this is going down. And folks, this is going to be a blessing to you if this is something you do. A lot of people are wanting to put plastic out there. We're going to cover that and we'll have William kind of monologue on that for a minute. But I don't know who started. First one I ever seen do it was Justin Rhodes, and it's an awful idea in my view. And yeah, so if folks that can't see it, he elevated that pimp pan and unleashed. So Yeah, taking silage, tarps, and all these other things, putting them down there. Yeah, you won't have any weeds, but you ain't going to have any life either. But I'll let William cover that here in a minute. Let me tell you what I'm doing. All right. So there's a couple of ways in which you can go about this. And one way, and it's every bit as effective, is just putting down a bunch of carbon on the ground. You can start off with a couple of layers of cardboard and then put some straw or hay, whatever you got after your chickens go through it, over top of it. Put it about a foot high. Leave it there. And then when spring rolls around or you're ready to put in your starts or whatever the case may be, just kind of make a little hole down there. Maybe put a little bit of compost in that hole and then put your plant start in it. You will build soil at paces that are like a quarter inch per year by sheet mulching. Okay, that's one way. Here's another way. And I could have done the sheet mulching and done the very same thing. But this year, what I'm doing is I got two different kinds of volcanic rock dust. One of them I got from Dr. Will. And I bought this specifically because of its paramagnetic effects. Now, I won't go into all that and what that means, but let's just say it goes very well with electroculture, theoretically. I don't know this personally, but I'm going to find out. So in these beds down there, I got one that's volcanic rock dust, and I got another one that is volcanic rock dust that I know is good. And if you're wondering how paramagnetic something is, put it in the Ziploc and then stick it up next to a compass, and it should deflect the needle on that compass very slightly. It may not be much. And in some cases, it may not be at all, but the more paramagnetic it is, the more it will deflect that needle. So anyway, got some stuff that I know is paramagnetic from Dr. Will, dusted all the beds down there, took everything out of it right before the freeze, dusted everything with that, and then put a covering of my compost, my biocomplete compost out there. And then on the compost, or in the compost rather, was my... cover crop. So that's exactly what I'm going to do this year. So I'm building soil in place, but I'm doing it a different kind of way. So I'm putting it out there with the expectation. So, and why don't you explain, I know we've done it before, but I think it's important to do it again. Explain, when I have something green out there growing, the exchange and the, tell them what's happening in the soil while all they see with their own two eyes is what's green up there. Tell them what's happening down in the soil when I have a cover crop in there and I'm not just putting in bare dirt and it's not sitting on bare dirt.
Well, the cover crop is going to help you build soil biology. It's going to be feeding that biology throughout the winter as opposed to killing the biology with the plastic tarp. It's going to send down exudates into the soil, which is going to feed, it's a sugar, which is just going to feed the microbes and let them reproduce and replicate instead of going as dormant as they would or just completely die off with the plastic tarp. The plastic tarp, if for no other reason, you have two options whenever you're trying to break in new ground. You can either immediately start building soil or you can completely destroy it and then start building soil. And that's the route of the plastic tarp, is you're going to completely destroy the soil biology underneath it. And then you're going to have to make up for what you're going to have worse weeds for sure, because now you, any progress the weeds had made in that soil to that point, you just ruined. So you're going to have to fight that off and then start building soil, as opposed to just mow everything down as low as you can go. If you're breaking in new ground, mow everything down as low as you can go, sheet mulch over the top of it, and you can immediately start building soil, especially if you put down a cover crop.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Lydia asks, I always love that name. I had an Aunt Lydia, by the way. She's always talking about Dr. Will's. She said, you're always talking about Dr. Will's salt. Because I know Dr. Will and we find each other in the same places. The guy's always on the road helping out somebody somewhere, you know, doing some project or getting an oil well going, using, strangely enough, the same stuff that he treats humans with. He gets these oil wells that are dry that they can't get going. He's the guy they call. That's how he pays the bills, folks. I mean, he's the guy they call to get these oil wells kicking again. And he uses biology to get it going, yeah. Folks.
That makes you wonder.
Exactly. Maybe the Nazis were right about the fact that oil is abiotic, meaning that the earth naturally produces. There is no such thing as fossil fuel. Ask Colonel Fletcher Prouty. Go look that up. Colonel Fletcher Prouty, oil. Just put that into a search engine when you're done with the podcast and find out what comes up. And you're going to find out how Kissinger and all the others created this illusion of fossil fuel. There is no such thing. There's never been a fossil found below, I forget how many feet, but we're getting this. The earth naturally produces this stuff. I don't care what they say. They're full of garbage, just like everything else we've been taught. Anyway, regarding your question, regarding the salt, I buy it by the 5-gallon bucket, but if you buy the, not soil savers, but what's the other one called? Cell savers.
Cell savers.
He now puts a little canister of it inside every cell savers box. As far as, you know, the treatment, I mean, that salt is on another. In fact, in this glass I just had right here, folks, I just drank my last bit of salt.
I got some right here, too.
Yeah. So if you're wanting it, outside of that, I don't know how to tell you how to get it. But, folks, that salt, you know, that's why they call it a lot. Look, I'll just give you a brief history lesson on this. It is that valuable to me that I'm not selling. I'm not giving away this salt. I buy it by the 5-gallon bucket from him. And we use it like it's going out of style. I eat it. I drink it. It's just got a, I mean, like I said, I dip it like Copenhagen. I mean, I'm serious. I'll put that salt in my lip and I'll just kind of let it dissolve, move it around a little bit so, you know, it doesn't, you know, wear out one side of your lip or another. But anyway, yeah, Baja Gold, I got some of that down there, but I don't think it tastes as good. There's not a salt out there to me that's even, some. What do you think? I mean,
what's your thought on it? It's not even close. As far as like the flavor, yeah, it's really not even close. It's the best salt I've ever had, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and but you got to keep it moist. You got to put some distilled water in there every once in a while, and or purified water. You know, just like he said, to keep it active. With Dr. Will, a lot of times, I mean, he just tells me to do it, and I just follow the directions. So, yeah. Anyway, so what William said there, back to the previous thing. That's exactly how I'm going about it this year, where, like William said, now when it's time for me to plant, I could still sheet mulch if that's what I want to do. If I want to put plant starts out there, I can absolutely do that. I can go down there, mow this stuff down, cover it up, sheet mulch it, and then plant right through that, folks. That way you never have to – when folks talk about weeding a garden, I don't know what you're talking about because I don't weed anything. No. And I'm not going – I mean, I don't weed around – folks, when I say I don't weed anything, I don't weed anything. I'm honestly thinking if that's accurate, because I don't weed around my trees. All I do is cover it up. The whole concept of weeding just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, Dad, you've historically have never weeded.
Ever.
Even when we did weed, you never weeded. Nope.
There are things in this world I just cannot, I'm not going to say I cannot do, but things that are very, very, very repetitive when I know there's something, a better way of doing it. Folks, I have quit jobs because they asked me to do things and I needed the money at the time. I've quit jobs because they asked me to do something that was stupid. And I'm not saying weeding is stupid. I'm just saying for me, it's unnecessary. I will cover up that entire garden either with a cover crop or with cardboard, and then I'll come back and I'll work myself. Because if you have soil that's even halfway alive, that cardboard is not even going to be there by the time spring rolls around. So I'm not fooling around with it. I'm just going to cover it up and then come back and plant right through it. So that's what we got going on out there. Other things, I kind of talked about it before, but I'll just kind of go into it. I had your mom teach me how to, you know, ferment.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot. I've never done it before. That's usually the thing she does. And I said, look, I need you to show me how to do this, because she is going at 100 miles an hour working on so many different things, and not the least of which being this Sovereign Health Summit that we got kicking next year. And there's just so many moving parts for her to deal with. And then, you know, she's cooking dinner. She's doing all. I said, look, show me how to do this. I need to know how to do it anyway. So your mom, we cut up a bunch of cabbage, and it's local to us. I talked about it last week, the importance for me to try to eat everything as local as possible. You know, you want to do the Pareto principle, you know, 80-20 as best you can. And so, you know, I was working on that yesterday. She was showing me how to do it, and it's so doggone simple. And what you get out of it is truly astonishing in terms of what it's doing for your gut health. I'm going to cover some of that in the main topic in the show today. But anyway, that's another little skill I put in my hat. re-released that video of me processing a deer. Folks, I just put that on my YouTube channel, Permapastures Farm. And the reason for that is I don't even know how many people are asking me, hey, can you show me how to butcher? Can you show me how to butcher? Well, look, I can't be everywhere at once. And so I just, like William suggested, I went ahead, downloaded it, put another
intro
in front of it. But it's essentially the same process, and it's the most elegant way of processing a deer that you're ever going to see, folks. I guarantee you've never find me another video on the internet where somebody's processing a deer anywhere close to this. You ain't going to find it. Guaranteed you will not find it. And I'm showing you a very high, I'm not saying you got to do it this way, but the old boy that came up the driveway the other day trying to drop off this deer, I know he did the best he could. There's a lot of good old boys, you know, you learn how to process, and typically what do? Son, they tear out the back straps, maybe get the tenderloin, and then they'll either turn the rest of it into burger or maybe get a couple of roasts out of the hindquarters. And that's how they do it every time. And I'm like, man, you guys are missing the boat.
Yeah.
So
you can get so many more meals out of a deer if you just process it correctly.
So folks, I don't celebrate any of these holidays, except maybe for Thanksgiving. But if you want to give the best gift for one of those avid hunters out there and let these guys and gals figure out how to process like a high-end Michelin star chef, I'll just put it out there. Put it out for free, okay? People pay me a lot of money to, you know, teach them this kind of stuff. So there it is. I put it out for free because you never know when you're going to need some skills like this. It's not just a high-end way of doing it. It's using the whole animal. These guys leave so much meat on the bones, they just take the back straps and like, man, you have no idea that you're leaving the best part of the animal. A lot of these guys are leaving some of the best stuff behind. I get it, because where you take your shot, you're going to have the front quarters that are always going to be messed. Not at least one of them is going to be messed up, depending on where the exit was. But it doesn't have to be that way.
And like your part of North Carolina is the biggest deer I've ever seen in my life. I remember stopping on the way to when we first moved there, I was on the way to work and I stopped in the middle of the road because I just saw the biggest deer I'd ever seen in my life in the middle of the road. And I grew up in Kansas where they like set records on whitetail. Seriously thought it was an elk for a second until I saw the tail.
Wow. Yeah. There's so many different ways to go about this, but give the guy or gal in your life that, you know, so many people are hitting me up about this sort of thing. And like I said, I can't be everywhere for everybody. So that's my gift to you. All right. Other things going on around here. They were spraying like crazy. You could tell the government's back in order because now they're going 100 miles an hour on the spraying as if they ever really stopped. They never really did. But, you know, woke up with a headache this morning. Your mom, too. And I should have left on that air purifier all night. I usually turn it off. I guess I'll be leaving that thing on, man, if this is the way it's going to be. So, yeah, so they're back. The government's up and running, and now I guess they're going full steam ahead. But I'm going to go conspiratorial for a moment there, probably on a couple of things. Son, did you see this Aurora Borealis?
Yeah, I had friends send it in from Tennessee. There was a truck driver I know who was sending it in from everywhere that he had seen, or everywhere he was driving. He drives from East Coast to West Coast. And he was like sending in pictures from all those different locations. Yeah, I saw it. And I tried to go outside to take a picture, see if it showed up in Texas. No matter which direction I went, I couldn't see it.
Yeah, I'll put it this way, y'all. I ain't believing anything they tell me. I mean, I am to the point where how many people have you known, all of you folks in the sound of my voice, where you knew a pathological liar? I've often talked about it on the show, the kid with the pot belly telling us he's running marathons every night. And nobody believed him, but I would believe him over anything they tell me in the government. Look, Harper's going full steam ahead right now, and I'm going to bet money this ain't got nothing to do with no Aurora Borealis. Nobody's ever even heard about this in the modern era. And when I saw it, the first time ever is when I got off the plane in Alaska one time for Arctic school, and I remember it freaking me out because I never learned about no Northern Lights or Aurora. I was like, man, what is that? Anyway, I think it's them playing with HAARP right now. That's what I think is going on. I ain't believing whatever they tell me, folks. And I mean this. They are pathological liars, meaning they will lie even when the truth will serve them better. I've known now, people like that.
Another option, Dad. We agree. It ain't what they're telling us. That's for sure. Another option is, I don't remember if my friend, he's come up there a few times. I don't know if he's talked to you about his theory behind it. But if you look at the colors that are showing up in the sky, they look exactly like jasper stones. Same colors as jasper stones. And that is the color of the light that's going to be emanating from the kingdom. So it might be, it could be the kingdom approaching, maybe, possibly.
I don't know one way or the other. I know whatever they told me ain't real.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, Uncle Fester and Gummy could fly up out of this computer and tell me something, and I'd believe that over anything this government says. I mean, all I hear from every administration, even one in there now, is a lie. So whatever they tell me, it has served me enormously for the last, I don't know, 20 years of my life. Whatever they tell me, I believe the opposite. And it has worked out exceedingly well. In fact, I can't think of a time where I've ever been wrong by doing it. So I'm not telling everybody else what to do. I'm just saying, look, I see a media blitz and I see patterns. And when I see a pattern and everybody's covering this, I'm like, okay, what don't they want me to look into? So some other things here. I guess I need to be careful about this. I was out there working in the high tunnel yesterday, getting some stuff done. And I had this bag of nuts in my truck. And, I'm guessing you're going to probably cover this in the main thing. But as I picked up that bag of nuts,
yep.
Something told me, no, I'm serious. I mean, there was something said, don't eat it. Not audibly, but I just felt like, you're messing up here, nephew. That thought came to my mind.
Yep.
I ate that bag of nuts. I went in there to the high tunnel. I went to pick up a bucket of compost. I mean, my compost weighs more than most because it's actually moist. So I pick, and then like my lower back absolutely within minutes just went nuts. Like, like the worst, most excruciating pain in the world. And I felt it before. And years ago when I was working at the Corvette plant, when I was still on my tools, I was a foreman up there, and every night I'd get these peanuts out of the vending machine. It was just something to eat. And I remember going to a chiropractor up there and him telling me, dude, you should never touch a peanut the rest of your life. That's how allergic you are to these things. So, in a nutshell, pun intended, I suppose, I got rid of them. Never ate them, or very carefully. I never eat peanuts anyway. These were deluxe mixed nuts, which I'll guarantee they probably process in the same place as a peanut factory. I don't even know. Or maybe some
use peanut oil.
Right. Or something like that. So anyway, there I was all messed up. And I'm like, okay, just like that. That's how a bad food decision can react with somebody. I just wanted to put that out there, y'all. If there's something you know you ought not to be eating, or I'm imagining William's probably going to cover it in the main topic, there's ways in which my body was screaming, don't eat this. And I did it anyway. And I paid the piper. And I'm coming to the end of it. I know how to chelate. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word. I know how to get rid of some of this stuff when it gets in you. And I feel like I'm just about crossing the finish line. So for me, that meant some red light therapy. It also means a couple of other things that I guess I'll just have to wait to talk about. And then finally, I wanted to cover this last one because your mom sent this to me a few days ago. Folks, you might have heard of it. It's Bill Gates' $1.4 billion soil engineering venture that he's got going on. And basically, in a nutshell, I mean, I can't read. It came out from Ice Age Farmer. If anybody knows who that guy is, his information is always spot on. He's changed his name, and now he has a Substack. And I'm trying to figure out how do I possibly condense this. In a nutshell, what we're talking about is engineered microorganisms. And this is Bill Gates again. Huh. So he's moving from doing what he was doing, and there's a lot of what he's doing, into this realm right here.
I'll say this is one thing that I'm not too concerned with. like for you to create an organism that's going to dominate all the organisms in the soil, you have to understand all of the factors going on within the soil. I think the soil is a little bit too complex and the relationships are a little bit too complex for us to inject something that's going to outcompete everything else within the soil. You know what I mean? Maybe in sick conditions, but not in, I guess I'm thinking of like biocomplete soils, and maybe in sick conditions, it can outcompete everything else, but in biocomplete soil, you ain't out hunting my nematodes.
I don't know. I mean, at this point, I really don't know what capabilities they have, but this is how you create extinction level events. This is exactly how you do it. Or you're sitting over here, excuse me, thank God for a cough button. Oh, you're sitting over here and you're playing games. You know, they don't want these cows expelling gas. And I forget what country it was. I want to say in Holland. And now these cows are dropping like flies. I mean, they're dropping every single time we do kind of any kind of intervention. We think we know more than God. Well, we pay big time. And this is one of his latest ventures, folks. So hold on to your hat for that. Who knows what they'll actually call it, like that appeal that they're spraying on things. They talked about that at the Healing for the Ages conference and what that stuff really does. So I wouldn't be eating it. I mean, if you got any options, man, I would definitely stay away from it as best you can. All right, son, sorry to take up so much time. What's going on your end?
Just getting ready today or this week. This week I've been playing catch up and get ready because I'll be going out of town, or this weekend I'll be going to a Crunchy Mama Farm event. So if you're in the Dallas area or if you're in the Texas area and you want to come and eat a whole beef, that come on out to Crunchy Mama Farms. It'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Sunday, got a baby shower. Somebody over at Caleb House is having a baby shower. That'll be fun. And then after that, I got to go do some consultations in Mississippi. And then Bill Zegley. I'm going to be doing the consultation for Bill Zegley. So that's what I'm getting ready for. So I'm filming some YouTube videos, trying to get those banked up, and then getting some Patreon videos squared away. I've got a freshly cleaned chalkboard because it was covered in chalk from all the videos I just got done filming. But that's what I'm playing, and that's what I've been doing.
Well, on your bicycle, that's how it rolls. All right, y'all, Richardson Nutrition, talking about their product, got us kicked off last video. Anyway, if you want to hear it, you'll have to check it out in the audio platform or check it out on Rumble. Anyway, go over there, see what they have, and I'm not going to say what it is because, anyway, you'll get 10% off whatever you buy over there. Wave Watch, Billy 100 will get you $100 off that watch. So go check them out. All right, we're going to move into the good news section. Federal appeals court strikes down Ohio school district's preferred pronoun rule. People are still doing this, son? I mean, you know what? Next time, and there was a couple of times where somebody wanted to ask me my pronouns. I'm like, you know what? Pronouns are so last year, man. I want to be an adverb. They had no idea what I was even talking about. And I was talking to some young folks. I'm like, I'm an adverb. And they were like looking at each other like, is this guy for real? They didn't even know what an adverb was. I said, look, anything that ends in L-Y, okay? Yeah, I want to be an adverb. I'm done with this pronoun stuff. And I said it as deadpan as you possibly could. I wasn't laughing or anything. So anyway, the federal appeals court basically shot down. I guess I'm going to call that good news, man. I am not. Let some fool come up and ask me, and every one of them that has come to regret asking me what my pronouns are.
Well, they did. Remember when I almost signed up for Warren Wilson? Almost went to school there.
Oh yeah.
And they asked me my pronouns. I had to fill it out in this form and everything. I put His Majesty. During the interview, she's like, are you pronouns accurate? And like, she didn't even want to get into the realm of questioning my pronouns, but she had to know, like, is this legit? And I was deadpan the whole time.
Yeah. I'm going to tell him a pimp named Billy. And you got to say the whole thing. Yeah.
Every time.
Billy, or how about Billy Law West of the Mississippi or something? I mean, come up with something so ridiculous that, anyway, I'm going to call that one good news. All right, here's another good one. Dance and creative expression positively impact the trajectory of aging brains. Here it is in a nutshell. I can't even tell you how many people I knew when I was back in the electrical trade that when they retire, they degenerate like nobody's business. I mean, like it or hate it, when you're in any construction realm, you're constantly problem solving. That is a wonderful thing for your mind. And then all of a sudden, you always know those guys. Well, what are you going to do in retirement? Well, I'm just going to the lake every day. All right. Yeah. And then watch yourself degenerate real, real quick, because that's when I've seen it. I've seen people age at a super fast pace because maybe you've been doing a job you hated for 40 years, 50 years, whatever the case may be. And then you find yourself on the outside of it and you're thinking, okay, I'm just going to sit on the couch and watch TV all day. Okay, you're going to stare at blue light and get dumber and dumber and dumber. No, your brain keeps growing. And Dr. Cruz and a number of others have talked about this, that all these lies that we were told that, you know, your brain stops being able to. No, that's not true. It's not true at all. In fact, Mike Adams has even been talking about it as of late. So, no, your brain doesn't stop developing as long as you keep putting good things in there. So things like crossword puzzles. I mean, if you're not very active, but when you can go out there and learn new dance steps, they're really realizing not only are you getting the physical activity in it, but also it's making your brain work because it's all working synergistically. So that is definitely good news as well for those of, well, all of us. Well, we're all aging. If you're listening to this, we're all aging. Okay, so this last one. Hidden salt in your diet, how to cut back without sacrificing flavor. I'm calling this one good news for very different reasons. And we kind of covered it before. I had all kinds of problems before. I'm going to have to be careful once again. Folks, when I started really, really going, eating the salt I feel like I need or my body needs, which was a great deal more than what I had been taking, so many things fell in the line. So many things fell in line. I mean, I eat on the very, I mean, just in and of itself that I put in water and stuff, at least two teaspoons a day, in addition to what I put in my food. And it's really, really good salt. Not this Morton's garbage. I ain't buying that. I mean, there are other options out there. Celtic sea salt. I mean, there's that Baja Gold. I don't think there's anything even close to the one I'm using right now. And like I said, you can get it from Dr. Will. Or maybe they even have it on the website right now. I don't know, but I do know it's inside Cell Saviors. Anyway, this salt, saying how to cut back without sacrificing flavor. I remember growing up, my parents, they both had high blood pressure. And if we had crackers, it was never the saltines. It would be crackers without salt, which I ended up getting used to. So when I had crackers with salt, they tasted very weird to me. And we would use Mrs. Dash and all that kind of stuff. And
then I don't even know what that is. What is Mrs. Dash?
You were raised when I woke up to what was all that about. It's like a seasoning that it does not replace salt. Doesn't taste like anything like it. Supposedly the herbs in there will make you forget about the fact that you're not getting the salt your body needs. So anyway, I'm calling that good news because it opened up an opportunity for me to tell you that I don't believe anything they tell me in mainstream media, in politics, or in medicine, in a nutshell. And so when I started doing the 180 degrees out of phase with whatever they tell me, I really started seeing the needle move, I think, in a big way. So with that said, we're going to go to my man, Eric Seidel.
Hey, Eric Seidel here with your PimpCast tip of the day. Today's tip, abundance by design. Bill Mollison said it is crazy that the same house continues to put people in a lifetime of debt every time it is sold. The house itself is deteriorating, yet the value continually goes up. The original materials and labor have already been paid for. Think about how much of our economy and way of life is based on this insane idea. Improving land is almost completely disregarded, according to a bank. You can't even get a loan if there is no house on a property. Permaculture can design us into absolute abundance. There is no reason why we can't design our settlements to provide free building material to all its residents. This can even be a simple byproduct of good forest management. At the very least, it can provide an almost unlimited supply of firewood. Now they want to demonize burning wood. I wonder why that is. Maybe because it's the most sustainable fuel source you can grow yourself. And now the presidential simp is talking nonsense about 50-year mortgages. A 50-year mortgage. 30 years is already insane. It's more like a 50-year debt sentence. You don't own the house. The bank owns you. You are not free in America. You are free to be a slave. As George Carlin said, they call it the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. Bill Mollison said the industrial suburb is an open-air prison. It's how you control people without guards and bars. They keep us on the hamster wheel of debt. Work, consume, die. Or we can take control of our lives and design ourselves into absolute abundance with permaculture. You can find me on YouTube and Instagram at Eric Sider. If you're in need of permaculture t-shirts or remote permaculture consultation and design, head over to ericsider.com. And for more info on my permaculture community group and how we can all design ourselves into absolute abundance right where we live, head over to permaculturefairoaks.org.
That's my dog right there, boy, knocking it out of the park one more time. And Jane W. says, that should be on the t-shirt. I'm done with pronouns. I'm an adverb. yeah, you know what? I might have to throw that one Eric's way. That's very clever. I like it. I like it a lot. Anyway, yeah, Eric is, son, I mean, I don't even know where to start on that one. My brain is, every time he does this, I'm like, man, okay, I'm already kind of tied in to talk about this, but man, it takes my brain on another ride.
Permaculture is really the only route to go. If you're at all against what is going on, if you're at all against slavery, if you're at all against the empire, then permaculture is the only route to go, because you have to become independent from the system before you can rebel against the system. Every revolution we've seen beforehand has been largely dependent upon the system that it rebelled against, except for maybe the American Revolution. And even then, it was still slightly dependent upon the English Empire and everything. But yeah, you have to get independent from the system. That means your water, like in the permaculture design course right now, we're going through the water section. And like how to break free, a large section of it is how to break free from being dependent upon the mainstream water systems, and how asinine it is to just all of our water system, all of our water designs are just completely backwards, and then just make us dependent upon the system and make sure we just can't break free from it.
Intentionally done so. Even like the work of Victor Schauberger, you know, where he's started off what he became very, very popular for. I mean, there's so many things he developed, and of course, every advance that he made and a number of others of his contemporaries at the time, all the advancements that they made have been lost in the dustbin of history. And now we got people trying to dig it back out. And even now, people are unable to replicate some of the things we knew he did regarding things, like you said, like water design, how to transport things and how to do it efficiently. And these were all people that designed these things and came up with these wonderful ideas just by observing nature. And that's how so many wonderful ideas, I mean, Da Vinci, that's how he came up with so many things. And obviously a number of others. I mean, that's why science was once called natural philosophy. Anyway, another knock it out of the park kind of moment right there for Eric. EMP Shield, y'all, $50 off with promo code PERMA. Yeah. Things are crazy in the world right now, and judging by what I'm saying, they ain't getting any uncrazier, if that's even a word, or at least it is now. Anyway, yeah, EMP Shield, $50 off with promo code PERMA. All right, so check this out, y'all. My man, I started at the top of the show. My man EJ hit me up, and I was like, I can't even believe I didn't even think of this, but I thought it was a brilliant idea. William and I went to the Healing for the Ages conference a few weeks ago, and we heard, I can't even repeat their names here, y'all, or I know for sure when I repeat one of their names, they will cut this feed. That's how effective this conference was. But I can tell you the Healing for the Ages conference, and it was one of the Ages doctors. The one in particular that'll get us kicked off begins with an A. And I've had him on this show before. And he dropped a tactical nuke of information regarding Trump. And his position when Brian Artis came up with healing protocols that were going on. This is no, I ain't getting in any. I'm not going to talk.
No, you just said the name.
No, I can say Trump.
Why can't That's I say not Trump? The name I'm worried about.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
You just didn't call him doctor this time.
Dr. A. Okay. Oh, yeah.
What this channel's screwed. This channel's going down.
Well, son, I think they're looking for anything at this point. I mean, really. Anyway, he had dropped a whole lot of information out there, and there was a lot of things that came up there that I don't think we went into enough detail. So I wanted to take time because EJ suggested it, and I thought it was a fantastic idea. But I told William, I didn't tell him what mine were. I said, look, you pick five, I'll pick five. We'll talk about the 10 things that we took away from this thing that I think are going to be a blessing for all of you out there as well. Son, do you want me to start it off?
Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and start it off because one of them we've already kind of touched on a little bit, and it's all actually right. Number one on my list, and that was the muscle testing. There was somebody who commented it earlier. When you were talking about the nuts and like picking them up and then like you just knew inherently not to eat those nuts. Now, I've noticed since we've kind of unlocked that part of communication, it's becoming way more like passive. I'm not having to do it intentionally anymore. And I just kind of like I'm been every time, you know, lately when we could do the grocery shopping and everything, I'm the one that has been going because I'm kind of making it a game out of it. I'm going through the grocery store and just kind of like picking something up and then doing the sway test. They must think I'm crazy. Like, is this dude meditating over some, some freaking produce or whatever? But yeah, the muscle testing, it's like, it's reconnected that communication. You know how sheep, they'll go up to a mineral feeder and you don't have to tell them which mineral to get. They just inherently know which mineral to get, especially when they're separated in like the Greg Judy mineral feeders style. This and then in combination with the calibration. So Dr. A, the name that Bill Zegley just left in the comment section, he mentioned that you first have to make sure you're calibrated. So before you do the muscle testing, the sway test is what I've been doing. Before you do that, you have to ask yourself a question that you know is true. So like one of those questions could be like, is my name William? And if you sway backwards on that, that means you're out of calibration, which he suggested that you go drink some water, wait 30 minutes, and then try it again, and then you're typically going to be good to go. Now, I think I've only been out of calibration once whenever I've tested it, and it was actually at your house, Dad. That's the only time I've been, I think, out of calibration. Every other time, it's been interesting, but now it's starting to happen, like, passively. Like, especially I've noticed with fermented foods, I'm like craving fermented foods now, which I've never disliked before, but I've never craved them before. It's just interesting. But that one was the number one thing that I took away from that conference. And then I can't remember the lady's name, Dr. S. Do you remember, Dad? Can we even say her name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Schmidt. Yeah. Dr. Schmidt, she taught me how to do it on the baby. So there's a way to do muscle testing on other people where I basically, it's not the sway test. It's called like the finger test. And I know it sounds crazy and it sounds all woo-woo at first. It's not. Dr. Schmidt broke it down in her presentation at how it's like a communication with the fascia of the body, reigniting that communication. But I can hold the baby, I can hold the object, and then I can do the finger test. And if it's weak, then it's, you know, something the baby shouldn't have. And if it's strong, it's something the baby should have. So, yeah, muscle testing is the biggest thing that I took away from that conference.
Yeah, I wasn't very good at it, but, son, it did occur to me when I was out there and I ate those nuts. I knew in my heart of hearts, even though I'd had those nuts before, something told me don't eat these. And I didn't do it. So intuitively, I mean, if I walked away from that, I mean, when I was on the stage, I was the one person up there that couldn't do it. So, yeah.
Now, real quick, you were talking about appeal before. Dr. Schmidt was saying this is a way you can test even organic apples for that appeal, see if that appeal is on there. So, like, let's say you're going through and you're testing apples. It doesn't, just because you sway backwards or you fail the muscle test on one particular apple doesn't mean that you don't need any apples at all. It just means that particular apple is something that you don't want to mess with. Like, Dr. A really broke it down so where you can even ask, like, you don't even have to be holding the object. As long as you know what that object is, you don't even have to be holding it in order to do the muscle testing. Your body already knows what it is and knows what it's going to do. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. It was amazing to me how many people just right there intuitively knew how to, like I said, I was the one person that couldn't do it, but I seem to be improving at it. All right. For me, and I didn't put them in any particular order, but one thing that I took away from is, I've talked about it before, was meditation. That was one thing Dr. Ely talked about there, and the need for it. And I've even talked about it, you know, even in Psalm 1, you know, in his law doth he meditate day and night. Okay. Well, that can extend to other things as well. And for the longest time, and I was talking about in my last front porch talk that they definitely went out of their way to make sure nobody saw, is, I don't know if it was the last one or the one prior to that, but anyway, taking that time to center yourself, because I didn't even know for all of my life until about 3 years ago that you can have command over how you react to things. And folks, I know every hipster out there says he's a stoic. Okay. That's the new thing. They go on about Marcus Aurelius, even though you would have had no relationship with him. There was other versions of stoicism that may apply more appropriately. But the point I'm getting at is taking that time to center yourself. It could be a minute to just, and I've talked about how prayer is another, for me, another form of, I mean, I'm using a big hat here. I'm calling it meditation, where every time I drink water, when I'm around the house or whatever the case may be, I literally get on my knees and I thank the Lord for it. That is an opportunity for me to ground and maybe pray for somebody who may be on my mind, or, you know, just prayers in general, just thanking the Lord for his blessings and thanking him for this water. You know, it is a high luxury for most of the world to be able to have water that comes through a tap. But yeah, we live in the United States of amnesia, y'all. We forget how easy it is to complain. I mean, just to be able to hit a switch and lights come on, or to be able to turn a tap, or even have a flushable toilet. I mean, all these things are high luxuries for a lot of the world, and we take them for granted here. So, meditation, thankfulness, and then Dr. E or Dr. H, Dr. Ely, really, he even talked about the benefits of hugging. Now, that one, I understood it a little bit more, where basically instead of just hugging somebody straight on, it's basically you put your heart over the other person's heart. And we have heart coherence, and that's why it's up to 6 feet. Now, do you understand why during COVID they didn't want you anywhere within 6 feet of anybody?
That's where your biosphere ends.
Right. 6 feet. So that's why they didn't want you there. And they wanted you, it created even more isolation by being so far away from everybody. So anyway, there was a way to hug people. And I said the gayest thing I've ever said in my life to Dr. Artis, because he was my partner.
Dad.
Oh, Dr. A. All right.
Yeah. Say bye to the permaculture consultant. I'm gonna have to create a new channel. Well, they just got done telling me.
Yeah,
I'm still in an appeal for one of them.
No, well, hey, sorry, man. I mean, anyway, Dr. A was my partner for this little thing, and I'm like, of all the people in here, man, I had to pick, and he's so much taller than I am. So anyway, there's a way to hug, and he hugged me. And then I looked at him straight into the eye and I said, "Hey, man, dude, I'm about to say the gayest thing I've ever said in my life." And he said, "What's that?" I said, "Dude, your beard tickles." And he just busted out laughing, and so did I. So it kind of knocked the edge off of it. I was like, man, okay. Yeah. Anyway, that's my number one. Go ahead, son.
Number two was, I for some reason I knew this, but it never really clicked. But Dr. Ely kept he pounded it into everybody's heads. It was like the benefits that you get from produce, fruits, vegetables, stuff like that, is of no benefit until you go stand out in the sun. like none of, you don't get any of the benefits from any of this produce. It is activated by the sun. Otherwise it's just kind of useless. It's just dietary fiber and carbohydrates. And then you're not getting any of the antioxidant power. You're not getting any of the anti-C power or anything like that. It's just substance. I thought that one, for some reason, it did not click until he said it like three or four times.
Yeah, that's why Mike Adams covers that to some extent. And Dr. What is his name? I say it all the time. Oh, man, the former brain surgeon, Dr. Cruz. He talks about that very thing, that when you eat these certain things, especially everybody says eat colorful fruits. Well, the only way to activate these things is to be in the sun, to get UV and all spectrums of it, you know, as much as you possibly can. So, yes, that is absolutely important. So, folks, if you have an indoor job, try to find a way to get outdoors or, you know, take your break outside. Everybody takes a smoke break. Well, take a sun break. Go out there and get some of that. Take off as many clothes as you can get away with where you can still be socially acceptable. All right, my number two is phone radiation. I already knew about that, and I've talked about it here in this program, but certainly not to the extent that Dr. Justin Frandon. He's going to be on the show next Wednesday, I think. I got him lined up for next Wednesday, and he created a product, and I'm using it right now. But like I said, we'll get into more detail of what that thing does in terms of EMF. Anyway, the thing that he had talked about, and I've kind of briefly said it before, but this is one of the big takeaways, is on the front of your phone right there at the top where you can see that tape. If anybody's watching right now, you can see the tape in there. I had no idea, and folks, this is totally in my wheelhouse. Every time you look at your phone, those little things at the top of your phone, I don't know what you call them, overlays or whatever, talking about how they are mapping everything on your face. And it's also coordinated with what you're looking at online. And it's probably going to DARPA. This is why they need one of the reasons why they need all these data centers out there. But they are mapping your expressions. All these, I forget how many doggone camera or how many different things they are mapping on your face. That's why I got a piece of black tape and I cover it up. Now, if you think you're going to put masking tape on there, it works. It still works through masking tape. Ask me how I know. I went and tried it. But if you put black electrical tape on there, it doesn't work. And now the phone, when you're in open sun, it doesn't have all the sensors and all the other things that it needs. And they try to make you play. So you'll go in there and set the setting on your phone to make it brighter so you can actually see it. And the second you turn your phone off or whatever, you got to do it all over again. So they make it a pain. But that's one of the things that I picked up in there. And obviously, the mapping, I did not know that they were actually doing that. The radiation, I did know about. That's why every time I touch this thing, it's in airplane mode unless I'm using it. Or unless I know I'm expecting a call or whatever the case may be. I leave this thing in airplane mode. And even that isn't safe for you folks. If it was, ask me how I still get text messages when it's on airplane mode. Okay. So it isn't a safe way of you. A Faraday bag, yeah, that might be safe. But outside of that, I'm not sure what is.
Back to now, you. He did say on that topic, he did say there is a way to turn it off of your phone. Now, whether or not you trust it, it is what it is. But he did show a way. So if you have an iPhone, you go to the Face ID and passwords, and you have to turn everything off. Not just what applies to Face ID, but you have to turn everything off just like that. And it just go to settings, Face ID and passcode, and then you just turn all of it off.
Yeah, just like airplane mode is supposed to turn everything off, but it doesn't. And yeah. When I go up with an RF meter and that thing's still pinging, they're lying, folks. They're telling you it's off, but I ain't believing them. So that's why I got tape over it.
Yeah. My number three was just really further confirmation in putting a name to the entity that we're all fighting against, the cult that owns the medical system. That's the cult of Asclepius. Dr. Ely went on and on about like being against an active you know, war against the cult of Asclepius. You ever wonder why there's a staff with two snakes around every medical, like, you know, hospital, vehicle, ambulance, doctor's office, all that stuff? Doesn't it seem to be the antithesis of, you know, healing people? Well, it turns out it is the antithesis of healing people. Go check out some of the rituals and who was against the cult of Asclepius whenever it was openly active back in, I mean, back in ancient times and everything. I mean, it was absolute, especially once you look at some of their rituals and some of their practices, absolute evil, evil cults, even to the point where the people who weren't like of any religious, like just the everyday person was like, those people are sketchy. Like some bad things go on whenever those people are around. So yeah, that was pretty cool to now have a name, and it just like, it just confirmed that this is a battle for good and evil. That's exactly what this is. Going into the mainstream medical system is giving permission to evil. Now, I understand some of us have like emergencies that happen, and I don't know that there's really an alternative to like sewing a limb back on right now. But as far as like everyday medical issues or chronic health issues or anything like that, we don't need them. We don't need them at all. Off to you, Dad.
Yeah. Bee pollen, Dr. Schmidt talked about that. And I'd heard her say it, you know, this is why it's so important to hear certain things more than once. The benefits of bee pollen. Now, I started collecting it. I didn't even know the full measure of why it was important to collect bee pollen, especially as local as possible. Well, it's okay. Go out there, get a multivitamin. Well, stack that up against bee pollen, especially for something that's very local to you, not even in the ballpark. And I didn't know that. I was like, wow, when you break that down, this bee pollen, first of all, it is like nature's best multivitamin ever, ever. And the bees are getting it for you. Now, you got to be careful about how you extract it, but if you can get bee pollen, and then you hear other, you know, stories about how Ronald Reagan, every day of his life, I mean, he would insist in the White House when he was there that, you know, he always put bee pollen on his toast every single morning. And that was just, you know, something that he did for health, and also, you know, it tastes good. So there's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, I mean, that is my multivitamin now, is, and your body can absolutely assimilate it. Now, take whatever multivitamin, the best stuff they make on the market out there, it is not even in the ballpark of what you can get from bee pollen. So I collected a fair bit of it last year. I'm hoping I got enough that's going to last me all the way into spring. But yeah, a teaspoon is what I take a day. I probably could take a little bit more than that. But that was just fantastic information. And also from a preparedness standpoint, that's a pretty big deal too, especially when people will spend, and I know for the top end vitamins, multivitamins out there, folks, you can spend a fortune, absolutely spend a fortune, and it isn't even close to what you get from bee pollen. So that was a big one right there.
Now, Matthew Wood asked real quick, so what do you do if someone needs bee venom treatment shots like I do via an allergy specialist? I would say an allergy specialist probably isn't part of that mainstream medical model, because usually the mainstream doctors would just prescribe Claritin or Zyrt or something like that.
I would suggest you check out Dr. Edward Group on that one. I can't even tell you what it is right here because they would probably cut this fee, but there are natural ways in which, so what do you do if someone needs bee venom treatment? Yeah, there is. Your body produces a substance that would likely help out a great deal, but I would tell you to check out Dr. Edward Group on that one. Son, yeah. Over to you.
So there was one thing that Dr. A kept saying, and it was to stamp it in everybody's head, is that no one in history has ever been deficient in Zoloft, meaning like no one in history has ever been deficient in any kind of pharmaceutical that they're producing right now. There's always some sort of herb, fruit, vegetable, mineral, vitamin, something like that that is you're deficient in that's creating the issues that you have. Now, real quick, little half point. I also want to shout out that this came from a vendor. Angeline Designs, these grounding shoes. These are the best shoes. I've got some weird feet, y'all. I've got flippers and I got flat feet. And these are the best doggone grounding shoes. These are the most comfortable shoes I've ever had in my life. I wear them everywhere. I wear them doing everything. They are fantastic. So I would check out Angeline Design. She's over in Ozark, Missouri. But yeah, those combination of that's, I guess that's 5 and 6, but yeah, I definitely wanted to make sure I included these people in there. But what Dr. A had mentioned really stuck out. It's like nobody in history has ever been deficient in any kind of pharmaceutical ever.
Yeah. So mine is, Dr. Sabine Hazen. I went and listened to her podcast that she did with Dr. Cruz along with Dr. Alexis Cowan. And she is basically a gastroenterologist and probably one of the most consequential in the world right now. And she was there. So she was talking about gut health and sunlight, not there particularly, but she was talking about bifidobacteria. And as show prep for this, I went back and I listened. You ever have, you know, you hear something, you know it's important, but you don't know, you don't have the understanding yet to know just how important. So I went back now having a better understanding of what she was talking about. And I went back and I listened to the interview that she did with those guys and gals. And I was like, okay, man, I have so much of a better understanding of how light interacts, believe it or not, with your gut bacteria and why it is so important for you to get sunlight on your belly. Because now I didn't learn this necessarily at the conference. She did talk. She gave, when you only got an hour to speak, I mean, there's only going to be so much you learn, but it made me go back. Remember, book is less important for what it says than for what it makes you think. And that's why it made me go back and listen to this interview. And now I got so much more out of it. And so what I'm going to tell you right now is that this bifidobacteria that she had spoken about in terms of longevity, the more of it you have, according to her studies, everybody that had this bifidobacteria, you were impervious to COVID if you had it. If you have it, I mean, every single marker in your body, every longevity, every person who is over the age of 100 has good bifidobacteria. And then if you look at what they eat, and we've talked about it briefly last week, you know, a lot of fermented food, you know, fermented this, fermented that, it's always going to help that bacteria. And what is going to put it on steroids is natural vitamin D. This is why I'm saying you need to get it all over your body. And I talked about it last week, ladies, where, you know, you want to make sure you get it all over the front of your body, not only for gut health, which, and she was talking about all these patients that are suffering from, autism, and how they are doing night and day changes just by putting their bellies in the sun and eating the right stuff that's going to put the right bacteria in you. And it goes back to being local. It really, really does. It goes back to eating the best way to do it is eating fermented stuff that is very, very, very local to you. So bifidobacteria, that's one of the big takeaways there. Back to you.
Oh, that was 5, Dan.
No, that was 4 for me.
That was 5 for me. Oh, wait, no, I missed one. Sorry about that. Dr. Ely put out the changing of the names between like doctor and patient. Right now, it's called doctor and patient. Traditionally, it was always teacher and student, which patient, and he gave the definition of patient. It's like he who suffers forever. That's what a patient is. None of us should ever be patients. Instead, he's changed it so where the relationship is like there's a teacher involved and then there's a student. So the teacher can teach the student how to heal themselves, and then that student later becomes a teacher themselves, and then you get like a compounding effect. And you know, you can effectively wipe out all these chronic issues that everybody has, especially around like where I live. Like, I would say the majority of people all have very, very similar issues and are suffering with the same exact stuff. If we just started off with like one teacher in this area and willing students, like the only limitation to health would be whether or not the student is willing to learn. That really put things into perspective and also knocked the whole title of doctor down even more. I already didn't have much respect for the title of doctor, but he really just knocked it down even more, especially when they like the doctors according to him, apparently they know this definition of patient, and the doctors, it's, you don't see any of these doctors changing the titles. You don't say them, you don't see them stop calling their students, or they don't see them stop calling their patients patient. They continue to call them patient, and it might have something to do with the free trips, the free meals, the free, you know, car leases and all that stuff that the drug companies bring to them. When I was a sleep technician, I worked in a doctor's office. If I worked four nights out of the week, which was 12-hour shift, so I worked four nights out of the week, there was one night where I would have to bring food for myself, and it was always leftovers from what the drug reps would bring to that doctor's office. And it's not like they were making any money. I mean, they were indirectly, but it's not like they were getting paid to bring us food or anything like that. They just, same drug reps every single week would come by and then just feed the entire doctor's office, cater the whole office.
What does that tell you right there? That tells you how broken this doggone system is. And then you see all the same, the template for all these drug reps out there. I mean, it's just so darn sick. And I'm not wanting to be a part of it. All right. Number five for me was Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was there. And in a nutshell, she talked about the bioweapons being everywhere. Folks, I'm not trying to blackpill you here. But the truth of it is, she makes a pretty compelling case, unimpeachable case, in fact, that it's in your water, especially if you let everybody else provide everything that you ingest. You can't, look, we all got to breathe. We all have to breathe. It's like John F. Kennedy said in one of the last speeches he said before they murdered him, we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's future, and we are all mortal. Well, that part, I keep thinking about that part where he says we all breathe the same air. Well, I can't do anything about that, because even though they're poisoning it right now, and all of us, in fact, if you doubt me, go listen to Dane Wigington when he was on with Tucker Carlson. Yeah, it sure is funny. I had Dane on this show. He didn't say anything different here that he said on Tucker Carlson, but because he was on with Tucker Carlson, now people are paying attention. Okay. I'll take it. I'll take a win anywhere I get it. And you know, Dane is proving, I mean, I know him personally, and I'm telling you, the guy is the genuine article. He really is. And he's rocking. He's practically making himself bankrupt by doing this. He's spending money out of his own pocket just to get the word out there to make a difference in a big, big way. And people like Sherry Tenpenny are doing the same thing, but she's compiling all the information that's coming from people like Dane, the stuff that's coming out of the water, the stuff they have in the food, in every single vector out there. And the more you let, and the less you have control over those things that you put in your body, the more these things are adding up on you. And I mean, honestly, every single bit of it. So now, folks, I'm not going to ever leave you if I can help it without some kind of solution out there. So what are the solutions? As best we can, look, I have a Triad Air that I have that they are sponsors of this show. I am not telling you anything I don't personally use and spend my money on. Okay, that's one way I can at least have the indoor. I can't do anything about the outdoor, but the indoor, I can do something with that. The water, I filter every single thing I drink, every bit of it, even though it's coming from a well. What does that tell you? I mean, it's not paranoia. It's just, you know, assurance. The food, more, more, more. I am trying to eat as local as possible and taking to all the things we're talking about here. I was asking, I don't know if it was William or Michelle earlier today. I was like, of everybody in that audience that was here at this thing.
Yeah.
I think I was telling you, son. I said, yeah. I wonder how many people are actually doing any of what they learned there. I know I am. I'm taking, okay, got this. I'm even getting the guy on the show next week talking about some of the things I've learned. I am actually doing the work. I don't know that everybody else is, but I know that with all they're doing right now, I have got to try and be in the best condition I possibly can under the circumstances. And truthfully, y'all, this is exactly why I really was so excited about doing this show, was to at least share with you guys, okay, I didn't give you everything, but I wet your beak enough for you to go out there and look into this stuff for yourself and then find out the solutions that might actually move the needle in a big way. Son, what do you got to add?
I mean, that's where permaculture comes into play. Everybody, whenever they think of becoming independent from the system, the first thing they always think of is like energy, like electricity. That's everybody's main priority is electricity at first, doing solar panels, stuff like that. That I would say should be like last on the list. I think number one should be your water, like making your water independent. And then number two, trying to get independent food inputs, either like try to grow as much as you can yourself without killing yourself. And then try to source everything else locally, like try to know who's growing what. And then as you work your way down that list, like your health, are you on any trying to kind of prescription medication? Start growing what could be replacing those prescriptions, or try to get yourself in a healthy state so where you no longer need prescriptions. And then like very last on the list, I would say electricity. Like electricity is so far down the list of like control. It's really only controlling if you're addicted to their programming. That's really it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And that was perfectly stated. When you get down to brass tacks on all this stuff, once again, going right back, kind of coming full circle with what you said before, permaculture is the answer. It's like Bill Mollison said, the problems of this world become more complex, but the solutions are embarrassingly simple. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today, y'all, or tonight. I want to once again give Renewed Homestead a big hat tip. Go over there, check them out, subscribe. I want to give everybody else here a profound thank you for checking out the live show. And I think next week we're going to start kicking it back. I'm not sure William's going to be here with me next week, but anyway, I'll be probably kicking it back to 5:30 next week. I'll have to play with it and see. But
that's 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central.
Yep. So we may have a scheduling change depending on a couple of things, but we'll just kind of play it by ear and see how it goes. I want to thank everybody out there, and I want to thank you so much for your support. Until next time, you know the deal. Stay alert.
Stay alive.
The knowledge rings with groups that run deep. Wisdom from Saul and permaculture dream. Let the ideas unfold. I'm grooving with the truth, truth, truth. Feeling that just boo, boo, boo. Who's got the answer? From the smallest sprout to harmony begin in the cycle of life, for the magic's alive to the